In the summer of 2002, Neil Nason was the only pharmacist on duty at a Menominee Kmart. When a regular customer came in for a refill of the common birth control pill Loestrin, the devout Roman Catholic refused.
Pope John Paul II, Pope Pius XII, Pope Paul VI, all three popes have spoken against Catholic pharmacists' participation in birth control pills.
The young woman who wanted birth control had never been turned down before at the Kmart where Nason was filling in. She considered her options.
I was shocked at first, but I figured I could go somewhere else and get it filled and be on my way.
But Nason wouldn't transfer the woman's prescription to a competing pharmacist in town. She called Menominee police. They told her they couldn't help, so she confronted Kmart's store manager.
She did ask me if I could wait until Monday, until the regular pharmacist came in, and I said no.
The woman did get her birth control pills 2 days after she asked for them. The UW Stout student took an extra dose of birth control and used a backup contraceptive. Nevertheless, she was worried about unplanned pregnancy.
It would have changed a lot of plans that I had, messed up my life in a way with school.
Chris Taylor from Planned Parenthood thinks Nason's license to practice should be taken away. Taylor says the case could set precedent. She says pharmacists may decide they won't transfer requests for, say, AIDS medicine because of bias against those who have the disease.
That's what we'll see next. So it's really a slippery slope, but women certainly are the first to suffer.
State Pharmacy Board policy says a pharmacist can refuse to dispense birth control. Usually someone else fills the prescription. Nason's attorney says the pharmacist did not violate any rules and that the Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. An attorney for the State Department of Regulation contends Nason violated the medical standard of care for patients. A ruling could be weeks away. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.